We kick off this hour by getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line, crossing the country and saying hello to two very talented filmmakers, the folks behind the great documentary, The Way We Get By, and then the wonderful drama filmed up in Aroostook County, Beneath the Harvest Sky, Aaron Gaudette and Gita Palapoli with us. Aaron, Gita, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us on.
It's a treat for us to have you on. It's been a little while since we talked to you last, and I think the last time that we had you on was when you got some good news about a grant helping you out with Crook County. So, Gita, can you talk about where you were in the process then and how far you've come since then?
Oh, wow. It's been quite a journey. Making any significant Hollywood movie it's taking a boulder and trying to climb it up a very, very tall mountain. So, one of the first things we had to do after writing the script was bringing on our team of producers, and that was quite a process. And we ended up landing some really great, high-value producers who came on board, including Adam McKay, who won an Oscar for The Big Short last year, so we were very fortunate to have him behind us. And before The Big Short, he did a lot of comedies like Anchorman and Talladega Nights and some of those great movies. And then we also had to find financing for our movie, someone to really come on board and champion us as filmmakers and champion this project. And a few months ago, we signed our deal with our financier, and that really helped kind of launch where we are now.
Aaron, can you tell us the story of how you got Adam McKay involved in the project?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a bit of a long story, but the short version is we had actually worked, sort of briefly with him a few years back on a PBS pilot we had done, this sort of documentary series where Gita and I had directed a short documentary and were able to get Adam and his wife to direct a short documentary for the show, and just had sort of a connection like that. And then a friend of a friend had given him the script for Crook County, and he really responded to it and wanted to meet with us and, remembered our relationship from before and, went in on a Monday and closed it in the office, met with him, and he was really excited about the script, and it just happened really fast. And, I think one thing that people maybe realize with The Big Short is he's actually very into, political issues and social issues and, especially stories dealing with corruption. And, before The Big Short, everybody just knew him as sort of, the guy that directed funny Will Ferrell movies. And but I think, now he's much more known for this kind of story and being passionate about this kind of story. So it was the perfect fit and kind of the perfect timing, because before The Big Short, maybe it didn't make sense with the content of our movie, and then after The Big Short came out, he's kind of the perfect guy to come in and sort of godfather the project, and he's just been great.
And I have to think, too, having a guy with his name recognition and reputation has to open some doors and maybe open some wallets, too.
Right, yeah. We kind of joke, we're just like, get us the cast of The Big Short again, and we'll roll cameras and we'll be all set. So yeah, he's certainly is great as far as all of his connections and just the things that he can do to kind of open doors, like you say. And so with him on board, it was much easier to find the financier to come on board. And it's such a difference compared to a micro budget movie that we made with Beneath the Harvest Sky, and now to make a multi-million-dollar movie is a totally different ball game, but it's fun pushing that boulder up the mountain, as Gita said.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Gita, is there also a sense of even greater responsibility when you're dealing with a project with that kind of money in invested in what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think no matter what project you undertake as a filmmaker, you kind of have to give it your all. And, Aaron and I certainly have dedicated our lives to every single one of our films. So this project, Crook County, is no different. We just spent a lot of time every single day, every holiday, every occasion there is to work. We are working to get this project off the ground and to keep it to the level of quality and expectations that, you know, we really want this movie to be. And so we set the bar really high for ourselves already. We don't consider it pressure. We kind of see it as an honor that we have such an amazing team that believes in the vision of what we want to create, and to help champion us in Hollywood in this way is so incredible. You're right. A lot of doors have been opened to us because of the amazing people that have come on board to believe in us and want to see this film come to the big screen. So we see ourselves as being very fortunate.
We're talking with Geeta Palapalli, Erin Gaudette. Their newest project is entitled Crook County. Geeta, can you give us the background story on this based on, one of the more famous corruption cases in American history?
Right, yeah. It's a true story of a lawyer who goes undercover for the FBI and ends up taking down 100 corrupt judges, lawyers, and cops, all in the Cook County court system. And the FBI investigation at the time was called Operation Greylord. And, you know, to be honest, we were surprised that this hadn't already been made into a movie. When you think of some of those great Sidney Lumet films like Prince of the City or The Verdict or some of those kind of projects, we're like, wow, this is right in that time frame, but it hadn't been told. So we were so fortunate that someone brought this story to our attention. And then since 2012, we've been writing it and working on it and getting our team in place to go make the movie.
And so, Erin, when do the cameras begin rolling on this?
Well, hopefully in the coming months. Our plan is to shoot this spring, and we're casting now. You know, we have the lead cast with Emery Cohen, who is the lead in Beneath the Harvest Sky, and, you know, it's kind of broken out a little more since then with the movie Brooklyn and the OA that's on Netflix now. And so he's cast as the lead, and now we're casting the supporting roles, and once that gets going, we're kind of off to the races. So the plan is definitely this spring, in a few months, really.
And so do you have a timeline for a potential release of the film?
It definitely depends on when we get into production and then, you know, how long post takes. But hopefully, you know, if not the end of this year, then certainly, in 2018.
Geeta, so you're putting together a film about corruption. We could not pick a better time for this. Certainly,
yeah.
It's an important topic, and I want to ask both of you, and Geeta, you can start on this because there's been so much criticism of Hollywood for talking about politics and government and everything that's going on in our world. What's the role? What's the responsibility of filmmakers in responding to concerns they have about their country too?
Well, for us, we want to let audiences make a decision, decide. We definitely are filmmakers that don't pick a side and then want to hit you over the head with a message. We aren't those filmmakers. For us, we really just want to tell good stories and let people make their own decisions as they watch the film, as they leave the theater. Let them come to a perspective or maybe even discover or understand something, maybe see a different perspective in our film that they might not have known about. But it's really up to them to make the choices and decisions politically or in any situation, kind of seeing the good and the bad and taking a side. So I think to be responsible filmmakers for us, maybe because we've come from documentary filmmaking and before that television news, I think to us it's just really important to just tell the best story that we feel is relevant for the time, and be, you know, truthful, honest, and authentic filmmakers in that process.
And Erin, how important, how much more important are the arts now in what I think most people would agree are fairly uncertain times?
Yeah, I mean, to us, they're very important because they can sort of speak to, you know, relevant times. Like Geeta's dad would always say, he always says, you know, if you want to understand what's happening right now, look to history. So we always look at these true stories from, you know, the 80s or 70s, and you look back through history, there's all these great true stories that are still very relevant to today. So you can kind of say something about today through these period pieces, and definitely with Crook County, like, you see how relevant it can still be to today. We're writing another script now that takes place in the late 60s and is extremely relevant to today. And for us, we can just tell that true story back then in an exciting way, but hopefully it speaks to what's happening in the world today, and you know, there's still a message there that resonates to people concerning today's issues. So I think art can be really valuable in that way, and how it can, you know, be a story about something completely different and still speak to something that's very relevant and timely.
Aaron, are you excited for Patriots Super Bowl?
I am super excited. It's actually on my birthday, which ever since they bumped the Super Bowl where there's the second week, a lot of times it falls on my birthday, and I've been fortunate that, you know, many times it's been the Patriots in the Super Bowl on my birthday. So can't really ask for a better present or anything than hopefully beating Atlanta and winning another Super Bowl. But yeah, that's the only thing that eclipses that excitement is getting Cook County off the ground.
Well, we're excited to follow it along in the process and can't wait for it to be a finished product. It's such a thrill for us. We're all pulling for you back here in Maine. Aaron Gaudette, Gita Palopli, thank you both so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Great talking to you always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you. Aaron and Gita and the movie Crook County. Again, they begin filming hopefully by spring. Adam McKay on board as an executive producer. Big budget motion picture. Very exciting stuff for the folks behind Beneath the Harvest Sky and The Way We Get By.